Welcome to Finding the Floor, an audio you can use to start building the habit of constructive rest practice within your everyday routine. This practice is a way of relearning to integrate your movement sense into the mix of your other five senses. This is aimed at helping you use your movement sense for resolving unneeded stress and tension through your system, in your movement. You start to gain more range in your movement and your thinking, and experience more resilience and flexibility in yourself. Lie down on your back with your legs long and your arms on either side of you. If you sense that the weight of your head is bringing your neck behind the rest of your spine, use soft cover books to create a raised platform under your head. So you learn to adjust the height of the books so that your chin isn't pushing into your throat, so that would be too many books for you, nor is your forehead lying lower than your chin, so that would be not enough books. Notice your contact with the floor. Notice your five lines of contact. Your two legs, your spine, your two arms, your head in the middle. Let's take a general scan of your contact. How are you sensing yourself making contact? Are you heavier on one side or the other? Are you able to sense your right or left side more fully in its contact? Are you able to gently relax the muscles of your jaw, muscles around your neck, your face, your eyes? Is your breathing easy? Can you sense your breathing as you're noticing your contact? Please place your feet on the floor about hip width distance apart. And so your knees are pointing to the ceiling. So find the easiest place for your legs to balance in this position. Have a play with the distance between your feet and the distance from your heels to your sit bones. Let's fill in a little bit more detail, a simple kinesthetic details regarding how you're making contact with the floor. Start with your feet. Does one foot feel heavier than the other? Are your feet tilting to the outer side or to the inner side more? How are your knees pointing? For example, is the left knee pointing straight to the ceiling? Now remember that there's nothing completely straight in nature. Or are they tilting to the inside or away from each other? For example, is your left knee tilting to the left or the right a bit? So finding the floor is a simple process, and I'm asking you these very simple questions so that you can notice how you can let gravity and your active thinking create more balance between your skeletal connections and your soft tissue. So you don't have to know how your feet and your knees are tilting by looking. So if you can keep your eyes closed or look at the ceiling in front of you, above you, and notice with your kinesthetic eyes. So with your fingertips, reach towards your kneecaps and draw a line draw a line. You're caressing your front of your thighs towards your hip joint sockets. So from near your kneecaps, wherever is easier to reach, you don't have to overreach over to your knees. Just where your fingertips reach above your kneecaps, and draw a line towards the end of your thigh bones. And then with your fingertips, just press in, gently press in towards your feet and towards the floor and at an angle between those two directions. And so this is the area of your hip joint socket. This is where your thigh bone connects and meets your socket on your pelvis. And so from here up towards your belly button is the part of your body usually referred to as your pelvis. So trace this line with your fingertips a few times and see if you can make a mental note, a mental post-it note, and on it you're writing that your pelvis is a part of your torso and not a part of your legs. So your legs meet your pelvis at the hip joint socket, and then your pelvis is part of your spine, it's part of your torso. So now place your hands near your hip joint sockets or at the base of your ribs with your elbows resting on the floor. If you got a shoulder discomfort and this isn't comfortable for you, please place your arms next to you on the floor. So your tail lies centrally between your two pelvic bones, and from there your spine moves through your lower back area. Notice the contact of your lower back with the floor. How much space is there between your lower back and the floor? Don't try to change anything, just notice. And everyone's back and everyone's spine is unique. And the shapes and spaces that you notice today with your relationship with the floor, your kinesthetic sensing from the inside, will be different from another session. So how about your middle back? This is the area where your ribs attach from the back of your body to the front of your body to your breastbone. So your ribs have joints to the back of your body with the vertebra of the spine, and they form into a cartilaginous area on the front with your breastbone. Do you sense the movement of your natural breathing here? Can you sense that your whole body has a front, has a back, but it also has sides? And that you can organize yourself in space and that you inhabit space in many different directions and in many different planes. So let's move up to your neck. How do you sense this part of your spine? Let's try a simple awareness exercise. With your thinking, switch between thinking of your neck as a part of your head, and now switch to thinking of your neck as a visible part of your spine. Take a moment and switch back and forth between these two images. And make another mental post-it note. What happens if I think of my neck as a part of my head in movement and stillness? And what happens if I think of my neck as a visible continuation of my spine in movement and stillness? Try thinking of your neck as a visible continuation of your spine right now. So your head is free to move as a true separated entity that meets the top of your spine centrally and between your ears. So let's try some very simple movement variations with your head. Please keep the range of movement small so you can better notice how you're moving and how you can make the movement easier. Try allowing your eyes to lead your head into movement. So look a few millimeters to your right, moving your eyes first and letting your head follow back to center. Look to the left, leading with your eyes, leading with your eyes back to center. Look towards your chin and back to center using the sense of vision. And look towards the wall behind you, or the intention of the wall behind you if you want to keep the movement small. And back to center. Remember to go slowly and initiate the movement from your eyes and not from your neck. Lateral direction, so you're bringing your right ear closer to your right shoulder and come back to center and bring your left ear closer to your left shoulder and come back to center. If you like, you can do some of that movement and purposely initiate the movement from your neck. So let's do the movement of looking with your chin towards your body and back to center, and see what happens if you initiate the movement from your neck, as if your neck and head were one fixed unit. And do the same movement, thinking of your head and neck as one unit, and look to the wall behind you. How's that different from leading with the eyes? So with your thinking, draw a line from your tail up to the space between your ears. So do this a few times while still breathing naturally, keeping your jaw, your neck, your face, and your eyes soft. Notice the connection between the base of your skull and your shoulders. Are your shoulders evenly contacting the floor? Remember that everyone is, to some extent, asymmetrical. So if you feel a clearer imprint through one shoulder, maybe that's the hand and the arm you do most of your activity with, or the other shoulder, don't think that there's anything wrong with that. So allow your shoulder blades to widen away from each other and from the base of your skull. And for now, don't do anything with your muscles to make this happen. Just use gravity and your active kinesthetic thinking instead. So ask your skull to be free of its connection with your shoulder blades. And you can sense these two weight-bearing points, your head and your shoulders, are resting on the floor. And notice your contact through your clothes with the floor and allow your bones to ground into the floor. Notice the contact between your bones and your soft tissue from the inside. So remember that, contrary to popular image, your bones are not white or even off-white, but they're pinkish, they produce bone marrow, they're quite alive, they have incredible strength and incredible flexibility, and they're constantly expanding as your soft tissue is contracting. So there's always a conversation between your bones and your soft tissue. You probably don't need to sense this, but you can sense the same kind of conversation in the rhythm of your breathing. So as a human, you have acquired very simple ability to sense yourself in space. So just trust that you can get better at this and use this skill to move with more ease in your day-to-day activities. Gently think up along your spine, your whole spine, from the tail to the point that it meets your skull, centrally between your ears. Remember that there's nothing in this exercise that you need to get right. So reduce your effort and allow your hands and feet to respond to the easy movement of your breathing. So we've been here before. We were finding the floor as infants, and we're finding the floor again after many, many years. So be patient with how you're finding the floor, how you're experiencing your contact. That is your contact with yourself, both from the inside and through yourself to the outside. Use your curiosity, your creativity, your imagination. And bring your thinking back to your five lines of contact, your two legs, your two arms, your spine, and your head. Bring your legs to the straight position. Place your arms on your torso or next to you. Sense your five lines of contact again. Bring your mind to where you're bearing weight in relation to the floor. Your feet, your heels, your pelvis, your shoulders, your hands, your arms, the back of your ribs, back of your head resting on the floor or on the books. So your spine and its connections into your pelvis, through your ribs and the ribs connection to the shoulders, and through your neck and its connection to your skull, form your true backbone, so your core. So think up along this spinal core. Allow your neck to be free in relation to your head. Allow your torso to lengthen and widen in relation to the natural rhythm of your breath. And allow your knees to gently move away from your hip joints and ankles. Go ahead and roll gently to one side. Come to sitting. Take your time and come to standing. Notice your contact with the floor through your feet. And enjoy.